more power.
Unfocus. We're back.
Good morning. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T.
And this is Unfocus Podcast episode
264. Yes. This is the Lanoon episode. And this Pokemon is the rushing... What is it? The rushing Pokemon. Period. The rushing Pokemon.
The rushing Pokemon.
It just rushes around, I guess. That's its thing.
Okay.
That's a big step up from the tiny raccoon Pokemon to me.
Now he's rushing.
I thought he'd be I'm glad he's not the big raccoon Pokemon. That's what I thought he was going to be. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Or the horizontal striped raccoon Pokemon. I don't know.
They've been on the nose before, so I wouldn't doubt it.
The rushing, okay, that's new. Good job, Pokemon. You know, you got tired of these, simple one-liners and stuff. And you're like, you know what, let's get a little more creative with this one. Call them the rushing Pokemon.
They tried.
You know? Yeah, guys, well, work your way into that, you know. Like a thesaurus or something, right?
That's what they're doing. Yeah, this is going. What haven't we used yet? All right, guys, this is the podcast where we talk about anime, video games, comics, nerd stuff in general. You know,
yeah, and we're live on twitch.tv/closing28, in which you can come by and chat here every Wednesday night around 6 p.m. ish. East Coast? No, my bad. That's West Coast. What the fuck? That's West Coast time.
Yeah, I was like, why would you even think that? I have
no fucking clue.
Should we start giving the East Coast time just to make people do math?
Yeah, so 9 p.m. East Coast time. Right. And we're also on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcasts.
Yes, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff there.
That's right. And now we'll do some Unfocus Weeks where we kind of tell you guys what we've been up to.
What's yours been like, AJ?
As far as, like, you know, animes and video games go and comics and all that, right? I have not read any new comics. I keep wanting to read my Sonic stuff, and I have not yet. However, though, I forgot to mention this last week, because I did order it last week, and it arrived the other day. It is this, Slayers Revolution Evolution.
Shit, you got them together.
So this is supposedly season 4 and 5, which I don't know.
Just called Slayers Re. Jesus Christ.
Something, right?
Like, just call it Slayers Re, R-E, you know?
Because wasn't it called Slayers Evolution R, and then it was Revolution right after, or something like that?
It was first it was first Evolution, and then it became Revolution R or Revolution E?
No, I think it was Evolution R, and then it was Revolution
afterwards.
And
then it was Revolution. Yeah. And we were like, what the fuck?
Something like that, yeah.
Fucking Japanese love to put random letters on things, by the way.
But now it's just the Slayers Revolution R. So it's both Evolution and Revolution R put together. You get Revolution R. It's season 4 and 5, which is 26 episodes, which is like the usual number of episodes you get
just
for
be
a season.
Season 4.
It should just be a whole season 4, exactly. But whatever. So I haven't even opened it yet, though. It's Blu-ray, too, which is new. And I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to copy this into my server.
Yeah.
So I got that, so I'm ready for that now. Also, I played some... we did our usual Sunday night fights and played some Soul Calibur, right? We did that. Nothing new there, really, I would say.
No.
But afterwards, we played for our stones, and I challenged Drew. We all challenged Drew to his stones. he chose to play Virtua Fighter. That's what I played. So I played some Virtua Fighter for the first time ever in my life. First time ever, yeah. And the first round went pretty well. It was, he won the first round, but I won the second round. And the third one... I was winning. I was up because we're doing out of 5 matches per match, you know, so 5 rounds. Mm-hmm. So I was 4. It was 1 and 4, and I was winning. I was like, I need one more round, and I couldn't do it
because
Drew started remembering shit, and he chose a character, like he chose his actual character in that last match, so ended up beating me. It was so close though, man. And then I played him again for a second stone, playing Puzzle Fighter. Not Puzzle Fighter, my bad. Pocket Fighter. So it uses the same Street Fighter characters from Puzzle Fighter, but it's actual fighting game. It's really weird. There's a punch button, there's a kick button, and then there's like a special button. And then there's like a taunt button. So those are your buttons.
What?
And then
punch, kick, special taunt?
Yes, those are your 4 buttons for Pocket Fighter. It was weird. It was fun. And then gems start flying out.
Oh, you're talking about Pocket Fighter, the fighting mini game?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I love that game. That game is weird.
So that's what we played, and I lost in that. So Drew got to keep his stones. Last night, or whatever night that was. And then also, I think, what else did we play? Oh, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was another game he chose to defend the stone with. So, yeah, we couldn't beat him in anything. Anyways, I also played, what else did I play? Actually, I don't want to talk about what I played, because it's kind of a secret.
Okay.
I've been playing
something.
I've been playing something, and I had notes for this game, which I spilled fucking soda all over right now. I was about to show it off, all my little commands that I have for a certain game, because I knew I had some, and I spent Sunday looking for them. I was like, because I was trying to play, and I couldn't remember some of my combos in this game, and I was like, huh, I'm pretty sure I wrote shit down a long time ago. Let me see if I can find them, and I like scattered like all my folders and whatever, and I found them in this random notebook I had in my room. I was like, ha, I knew I had some notes somewhere, so I'm kind of proud of myself for keeping notes like this. Which I need to transfer all to like one notebook or something. And then they came in. I talked about these, I don't know, a few months ago, and they finally came in. And let me take my shoes off real quick so I can show you.
Oh, shit.
I got the new AJs.
Yo, you got the
You can't even see.
You got the AJ twists?
Yeah, I got those new AJ
twists.
Dude,
they got your smiley face all over them?
Yeah.
Yo.
Custom made, you know?
Custom made by the goddamn juggernaut. Oh, shit. Blue and black? Okay, I like what you do with that. That's pretty dope.
It's all black, actually.
I mean, the blue because the...
The little icon, yeah. So if anyone knows me, like, on, like, Twitter or Discord or in most other social medias. And life, yeah. You know, I just use this same little happy face thingy that I use as my logo everywhere. And I actually just draw this. I drew this on my own. And actually, I drew this picture and I scanned it into the computer. So I actually have a legit way to use it digitally. So this is actually legitly drawn by me. But yeah, these are custom Vans that I ordered. I ordered them, like, 2 months ago. And they finally came in. I think Monday or some shit.
Excellence takes time, AJ.
I know this. And then just to do a quick little review on custom Vans, if anyone's interested, it's a cool little thing. The one little beef I have with it, though, this is my own fault, though, but I don't like these little silver rings. It doesn't go with it. I don't know. That's just me.
Huh.
But the shoelace little loopies, I feel like I should have gotten them like a matte black or something like that.
You can change that. You can get some
Next time. I'm okay with it right now. But like, if I had a second chance to like see this before I bought it, I would have been like, yeah, let's not do that.
Can you make a note for those kinds of things?
Next time, like, because you can choose. I chose that myself.
Oh,
I thought it would look cool.
I see.
I didn't know it was a shiny gray. That was going to be more like a matte gray.
Gotcha.
That was my fault not understanding that, I suppose. Also, maybe I shouldn't have chose leather to be on the inside rim of the back of your heel, because I wear a lot of no-show socks, and it kind of just sticks to the back of my ankle sometimes.
Oh,
it kind of just feels
weird.
Yes. So I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have done that. So if I do these again, or I'm actually thinking of doing one with Collision 28 logos all over
Represents.
I might have to reconsider that. They don't use like the ultra cush. I had some shoes like this a while back, and they were uncomfortable after a while because the cushion inside wasn't that thick.
It faded out.
Yeah. This one feels okay.
Is it standard Vans, or is it weaker than standard Vans?
It depends on what your standard Vans are. Like, I have Vans already, and they're super comfy and everything. And they have this ultra cush inside of them.
Oh, so they didn't use that.
Yeah, and they're not using the ultra cush inside this one.
Can you pay extra to have them use it?
No, I wish you could. I think I looked for that before I ordered them, too, because I wasn't sure what they're going to put in here. But those shoes are slowly dying out, so I may go ahead and just take the little cushion outside of those and put them in these shoes. But that's my only gripe with them. Other than that, they look sick. Seeing them up close, too. I'm not sure how I feel about the leather little, you know, strap that goes along the side here.
I think that's kind of cool.
It looks cool, but I don't know. It doesn't match the whole sway that's going on the other side.
Oh.
You know, I mean, this is just little gripes. Overall, this is fucking dope. I fucking love these things. But if I had to complain about something, it's kind of my fault. Some of those things, I just like, let's see what this looks like. This looks cool. Why not? But now that I know what it looks like, now next time I know, okay, it doesn't look that great put together, but you know, it's dope overall though. But overall, my main just gripe that I just can't fix is that the cushion inside. So that's all I got to say about them. But they're dope. They took a while. They come in a cool little bag. And they're Vans. And I always wear Vans.
Okay.
And a lot of Animal Crossing.
Of course. Nobody's absolved from that these days.
I'm a 5-star island now. So one of the things you want to do on your island when you're playing the game is become a 5-star island. Of course, you start out at 1-star. And then the more you play the game and the more you decorate your island and fix it up, you gather up levels. And the whole point in the mid-game part when you get KK is to be a 3-star island so you can get KK. And that's kind of your end game, quote-unquote, is getting KK. But then you can go beyond that, right? You can get a 4-star, 5-star. And once you get a 5-star, you start these flowers start popping up. They're called Lilies of the Valleys, and they start popping up. So I had one pop up. I was like, what? Am I a 5-star now? And yeah, I am a 5-star.
My bad.
So that's cool. But yeah, that's kind of going on. Oh, Carl's also a 5-star now as well.
Shit. 5-star family, all right.
Yep.
For me, yeah, I've been continuing my read of American Vampire.
American Vampire.
Damn, this shit is so badass. It's a little faded, but you can kind of see it. But yeah, this is the one I'm on book six now. There's only fucking 9 books. I'm so sad. I'm like more than halfway through it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the vampire mythology is nuts. Like, just how they explain how, you know, you see in movies, there's like different types of vampires. Sometimes, like, some that look more like an actual bat kind of thing, and some that just look like people and shit. Some of them can hypnotize you. They have different powers. You know, vampires have different powers depending on the medium.
Yeah.
This one takes all of them and explains them as different classes of vampire.
Yeah.
It's so fucking dope. It's really good. Good story. Ongoing characters. It feels very multi-narrative, like Game of Thrones kind of, so it's pretty tight. It's always interesting. So I've been reading that. I finished reading all the Avengers books up until Secret Wars, and now I'm going to start Secret Wars. This is the big fucking comic. Damn it, I was going to go buy that today. Didn't do that.
Yeah, I was thinking of going to the comic book store to pick up my shit today, but I was like, wait, I haven't even read my shit that I already have. Fuck. I need to finish that.
Ain't that a burn?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I didn't end up going.
Yeah, so me either, I guess. I guess I have to wait till Friday, so I'll let you guys know what I think about Secret Wars next week. But yeah, otherwise, I've been playing The Last Platoon. You know, I'm basically making new items now. I already got the items I wanted at first, and, you know, the world is never enough. You know, you always realize you want more, so I'm over here trying to get new items now. And now I'm starting to look at the style and trying to make the outfit match, too. And that's a whole other fucking load of work, because if you want it to look a certain way, then, you know, you got to get that one item that doesn't even go with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to make it, force it to have the power.
Yeah, you got to force it, yeah. I haven't gotten that far yet, but actually, no, I kind of did already. I did. Never mind.
Yeah.
Cuckoo's asking, aren't comic shops closed right now?
No.
No. Like, I even checked up on mine, the one I go to over in Burbank. What's it called? The House of Secrets.
Yeah.
And they have a Instagram where they kind of show, like, oh, Wednesday, this one's out. And they posted one today. I was like, oh, they must be open still. So.
Yeah, they're just treating stores like that, like grocery stores. You just can't have too many people in the store. It's
okay. So they're probably limiting and probably, of course, recommended. Not recommended. You have to wear your mask.
Mm-hmm.
Probably what's going on.
Other than that, I played a little Soul Calibur. We did our fight night, and I played a little bit more than the next day, I think.
Cool.
Oh,
you know what? I played this Mitsurugi. I was playing yesterday because Steven had sent me like a link. He was fucking with Tallinn for some reason. I don't know what he was doing all of my business. But he pulled out some little cool combos. He's been telling me, you got to use this, what is it, the 3B. You know that Tallinn where she fucking does that little uppercut where she's like spinning her weapon all the way up and it launches you
in
the air?
Yeah, bro.
The thing that I catch people off the ground
with.
Yeah,
you use it sometimes, yeah.
I'm just trying to help you out, bro, he says.
That's funny.
No, I know. I appreciate it for sure, though. Because, like, there's some... Because you're doing a lot of that shit, the 3B shit. Like, because he told me before that like, you should use it more often. When they're on the floor, when you stun them, use that. And I was like, yeah, I'll try. But, you know, you're in the game, you just don't even think about it. You're just doing your shit, right?
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. But he gave me... He put together little combos, like, of things he's been trying out and fucking with. So it's kind of cool to have that outside-the-box thinking that I might even, like, looking at.
Yeah.
And he found some shit. He also, like, showed me some shit that I knew that connected I just forgot about. I was like, oh, yeah, that shit connects to this, too. I got to use that more often. So I was playing online yesterday, and I came across the Mitsurugi, funny enough. And I played a bunch of matches with him, and I was trying to learn and trying to get used to some of those things he was showing me. I kind of got some of them down. But that Mitsurugi, he was okay. So I beat him most of the time. It was fun. Good times. And I ended up breaking up on him. I was so close to getting up to a level, a D rank. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to get this fucking D rank right now. So now I'm a D. What is it, D5? Is that where you start?
Yeah.
You know, so that's where I'm at now. Or is it D1 you start with and you work up to 5?
No, D1's the end of the line before you go to C.
Okay, so I'm a D5 then.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was an E. I was an E whatever, and now I'm a D. So that's cool. Got my rank up finally.
All right. Other things.
Did you play online too?
No, I haven't been playing. I need to play. I kind of want to because I feel like it messes up my in-person play a little bit. But I do want to because you still need the experience. It's a tough game. It's a tough thing to balance out the online versus the real playing because... You know, you do need the practice, but you don't want to get stuck on thinking things will work that don't really work in real time, you know? Thinking things are combos, but they're not combos. They're just kind of like, there's like a little split time, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Like you're kind of lucky with it, like only because the timing's off. Yeah. But you do it in actual, like, person to person. It doesn't actually link and stuff.
Yeah, and they block it every time. And you're like, fuck, I just keep getting punished for that.
Or you get stupid people that, like, fall for the same shit over and over, so you think it works.
And there's that, you know, exactly. There's that too, you know? So anyway, But yeah, I didn't play. I only played a little. I don't think I played any online.
Wait, Taichi, you said you made it to a B rank with a Tallinn?
Oh shit.
What the fuck?
Shit, AJ.
Damn, I'm fucking up, huh?
All right,
Is that
but
what's
I
that
think
what
he
you
plays
mean?
more though.
I mean,
Online, so.
apparently, I don't play enough.
But other than that, I guess that's the main part. What else did I see? Any cool ass movies? I saw this creepy ass movie called Our House on Netflix. About this guy who's working on some new technology, and like, as he's using the technology, his brother and sister say, "I can see mom and dad. They've been talking to us." It's fucking creepy as fuck, bro. So.
Is this in a movie that just came out a while
It just came
back?
out, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good though. I was liking it. That's about it, I think.
He says he ranked up his Yoshi against a random Talon.
Oh, okay. Then that makes sense. He's at B. I was like, I thought he's at B with Talon. Like, fuck. Well, anyway, but yeah, that's it for my Unfocus week.
I started watching Outer Banks. That's like this is one thing I want to watch. We just talked about it. Outer Banks on Netflix. Pretty good. I'm not done with it. I'm only like three episodes in, but pretty interesting so far. If anyone wants to check it out, if they haven't already. Right. Ready? I'll say it if you got to go do
Yeah,
something real
just
quick.
that is really
But yeah, so with that said, we'll get into the news. But before that, don't forget. Oh yeah, I talk about this right now too. I don't think T knows this, and he just walked out, so he's not gonna hear all this. But I just did a whole mess of updating to the website. We have a new website, a new server. I got rid of the old server that we used to have for the website. It was a website I custom built myself, and I just can't keep up with it anymore, and I forget how to do stuff. So I was like, fuck it. So I went to, what is it, like a Squarespace or something like that is what I'm using now. So I transferred all that shit over there. The podcast is on something called Simplecast now. And that's working out pretty good. But you can get the podcast through Google Play and Apple Podcasts. And it's on Spotify now. And it's
Thanks.
on, I think it's called TuneIn is the other thing. And I think I'm going to go ahead and put it on Stitcher, cuckoos. Because Stitcher and Simplecast both just got bought out by SiriusXM.
Ooh.
And they also own Pandora as well. I'm not sure what any of that means or if it does mean
Sounds
anything.
like avenues to me, like options.
But yeah, so maybe I'll go ahead and put the show also on Pandora and I'll put it back on Stitcher if it's not so complicated. But yeah, so that kind of happened. And then also, yeah, Twitter.com, not Twitter.com, Twitter. We're at Unfocus28, Instagram at Unfocus Podcasts,
Yes. Like, comment, subscribe. Tell your friends about us.
and also closure28.com. Oh yeah, email unfocuspodcast@gmail.com for anything else. Are we ready?
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Did I get cut off?
Okay.
Yeah, everything got cut off.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
What the fuck? I don't hear anything either.
News. What? Let's get
It was this. That was weird.
All right. The news, the main part of the show.
It all worked though.
All right. You want to start us off, AJ, or shall I?
Go ahead, because I need to pull up my shit. Where is my shit?
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my picture.
Yeah, I'll get your picture.
Marvel Made. Have you heard about that this week?
No.
Marvel Made is a new initiative, no pun intended, of Marvel has been announcing about their items that they have at Comic-Con that they have available at special events. So now they're going to make this thing that you can sign up for. It's in combination with a company called ReadPop. They're going to make prestige Marvel projects that you can buy. And basically by signing up for this, you would get options to get these things and like to get these things for free, I think. I guess it's kind of like a loot crate.
Yeah, I was about to say it's like
Something
some
like
type of
that.
subscription service.
Yeah, and basically whenever you see like, I don't know how many people go to conventions, but there's some really cool like pins and backpacks and random shit people have from Marvel that you fucking can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
And
especially shit like Comic-Con, they always have these exclusive items, figures and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Like
So,
not only Marvel, but just like anything.
well, Marvel's gonna make that not an exclusive thing anymore. If you sign up for this shit, you can have access to it. You will also get updates to every time they have new shit. For the first thing they're kicking off in Marvel Made, it's gonna be an enamel pen and a notebook, and the art is done by an Eisner Award-winning artist, Scotty Young. So they get like good comic book artists basically and good comic book talent to like make this shit. But yeah, you guys can sign up for that if you want to. They're gonna be announcing new stuff every month. This month you get the enamel pen and the notebook. The bundles, let's see. Yeah, you can do a bundle to have it going for a whole year, I believe. It's gonna be premiered August 7th.
Okay.
You want the bundle for the year? It's $200 though, so it's not cheap. But
yeah, I stopped doing Loot Crate because it was getting a little expensive. And that wasn't really expensive. It was just more like I was getting a bunch of stuff I didn't care about.
Yeah, and that's always
so random with Loot Crates.
Yeah, it could be one nerd thing to a totally like Polly Pocket versus Batman. You know, you never know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Which I'd be down for either one, honestly, if it was between those two. But
I'm a Mighty Max guy myself, you know. But for now, yeah, they have
this is all focused on Marvel stuff, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, people can stop bitching about not getting the merchandise because like that shit goes on eBay quick for fucking hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, and it's this little fucking toy or something, you know,
Or some pin,
or something,
some figure, yeah.
The pin that's coming from this first wave features Black Widow, Captain America, Iron Man, and Captain Marvel. There's also additional bundle exclusive pins, including Jean Grey, House of X, Advanced Spider-Man.
Advanced Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Damn, these pins look pretty good. I should have put a better picture of this now that I see what it looks like. These are pretty fucking cool. I'm a little bit more as cooler than I thought they were. Look at that shit.
They're like gym badges.
Yeah, right? I'll try to put a better picture up on the website or on the Twitter later on.
You know what? Try to save that link because doing shit on Simplecast, they give you a little more options to organize your podcasts and the structures of like notes. And there's a note for podcast notes where we can put shit in there.
Well, guess what?
So maybe we should start doing that.
I am going to do that. I'm going to text it to you so I don't forget about it.
Okay.
But yeah. All right. So, but yeah, Marvel Made, you guys can sign up for that. I believe starting now because it's just now available, but the first wave of stuff doesn't come till August, so I think you might as well just wait till then. It doesn't matter, I guess. But yeah, Marvel Made, brand new project they're putting out.
Are you going to do it? Should we do it?
You know, I'm going to wait to see what the first few waves of shit is first.
You know what's scary about that? Is sometimes you wait too long.
The
you
best shit out. Came out.
Yeah, some good shit comes out.
And I'll tell you, this shit, right, just now looking at the pins now, like, kind of makes me change my mind. Like, I kind of want it because those look pretty fucking dope. You know what I mean?
You know what I regret is not doing Loot Crate when I started doing it, like, a month or two early. Because one of those boxes before I signed up was a Power Ranger shirt. It's like the White Ranger and the Green Ranger, but they're split down the middle.
Yo!
Like I've seen that shirt so many times. Like it's a fucking dope shirt. I wish I had that shirt.
And it was only from that. Fucking
and it was only from that Loot Crate from that 1 month.
What a bitch!
That I decided like I'm gonna wait one more month. And I saw that shirt. I was like, oh, that looks dope. Let me sign up right now to see if I can get it. And no.
You're fucking with my emotions right now, AJ. I was on solid. No, now you got me thinking about maybe.
Oh, so this is another thing I forgot about in Focus Week, and we'll definitely see it probably next week. I hope. But Build-A-Bear, I follow Bulbasaur shit on Instagram, and their Bulbasaur Instagram was like, this is not a drill. This is actually happening. Bulbasaur is back in Build-A-Bear.
You've been waiting for this.
Online only. I was like, oh my God.
Did you get it?
Okay, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I got it.
Dude, I was like, you've been waiting for this shit for a long time.
Yeah.
You were so mad when you didn't get that shit.
I was mad because it was only available for like 2 months or something, and then it was just gone. And I was like, fuck, I should have got it. And then I found it on eBay for like a few hundred bucks. I was like, nah, fuck that. And yeah, it came back. And it's like just an online exclusive, limited time. So I jumped on that. And I think it's already shipping. So I should be seeing it hopefully end of this week, early next week. So I'll probably show that shit off next week. Anyways. But yeah, so there you go. More examples of, you know, getting shit right away.
All right, you're up.
All right, speaking of getting shit right away. I don't know, maybe. But someone leaked. Oh, do I have the leaked photo still? I do. So someone leaked this on Twitter, and it looks like it's pictures of a Lego, but Nintendo NES. So it's an NES system built out of Legos, as well as a TV and a controller and also a cartridge, all built in Lego.
What?
And this was a leak that happened.
Wait, what? That is so cool.
Yo, it's Z-Dog.
Oh shit, Z-Dog. Oh, long time no see.
For reals, dude, where you been?
But that looks sick, dude.
Yeah, that is pretty dope.
Wow, that's completely comprised of fucking Legos?
Yeah, and so this was a leak that actually showed up. And oh shit, there's a freaking back of the TV too. That's fucking detailed. Dude, there's a fucking antenna back
look
there.
Look at the label.
What the fuck? It labeled too? No way. It works with the new Nintendo, the Lego Mario.
Oh shit.
That's pretty sick. So this was all a leak, and then it actually was revealed to be a true thing by Lego and Nintendo, actually.
They probably had to.
Like the next day. And yeah, look at this. This looks clean.
So cool.
Oh, what date was this again? August 1st is this supposed to be coming out. It's going to be exclusive and Lego retail stores and Lego.com. So you're not going to be able to find this in any other stores but Lego stores. And it's August 1st. And 230 euros. is what Dips is saying, which I'm not surprised because huge sets like this, especially for Lego, are fucking always expensive. Definitely in the fucking hundreds. Like the Simpsons, the fucking Simpsons house, I'm pretty sure that shit's like $300. So I'm not going to be surprised if this reaches that high. My first thought is like maybe like $80, but it's fucking Lego and then probably Nintendo tax on top of that.
Don't forget the fandom annoyance of buying it up.
Yeah,
and if people attack it, bro, it's going through the roof.
What's 229 euros and
there's even a little cartridge on the floor. The cartridge shoe, the fuck?
But dude, the detail on the back of that TV though was sick.
229 euros, probably like $300 almost, right?
You think so? I don't know.
Oh, that's a ballpark guess, but I feel like it's probably like close to that. 280.
I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, August 1st available. August 1st, so
big shit coming in August.
Damn, should I do this too?
Hold, AJ, hold. All right, I got some other news that you might actually be interested in. You ready to hear this? Have you heard of The Last Ronin? You might want to get my picture for this.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I only gave him her what first
if I,
one.
What if I called it TMNT?
Oh, shit.
The Last Ronin. Have you heard about this?
Okay, this sounds familiar now.
But do you know about it?
Fuck, I don't know.
This is coming out this year, bro.
What was his name? So, I'm guessing this is... Oh, shit. It's not Raphael.
It's not Raphael. It's 100% not Raphael. So check it out. Look at the bottom. So you know it's Eastman and Laird, right?
Oh, shit. They're both back together?
They're back together,
oh,
bro.
Oh, shit.
So Ninja Turtles has come out with a new spinoff miniseries that will be coming out later this year. I already bought you the first issue for whenever it releases, so you don't have to worry about it. But here's the synopsis of it. In a future New York City far different from the one we know today, a lone surviving turtle goes on a seemingly hopeless mission to obtain justice for his fallen family and friends. That's all they say.
It's usually when they do these type of stories, it's Raphael, because they did this in
the cartoon.
The animated CGI version Nickelodeon did. And there was an arc where it was the future, yep. Some shit happened, and Raphael thought he was the only survivor.
We talked about it here in this podcast.
Yeah, we actually talked about it, yeah. But he ended up like finding the other turtles who are like off doing their own things. Actually, I think Donatello had died and downloaded his thoughts into a robot.
Yeah.
So he was hanging out
with
him.
He was a machine.
Yeah.
And then they found Michelangelo was like some hippie randomly.
Yeah, exactly. And fucking Leo fucking was fucking overly mutated and had gone like evil.
He was the main villain, actually.
Yeah. Spoilers, by the way. I'm sorry, guys, but it was a good fucking arc. But this may be something similar. It's looking.
I definitely think there'll be some parallels and some references to that, but I do think it's very different because I think they're very aware of that animated thing.
Yeah, like same idea, but yeah, it looks like it's gonna take a different kind of twist. Also, I'm thinking too because the other reason why I think this is gonna be Raphael is because Raphael was also doing his own like vigilante shit in the TMNT movie.
So yeah, that's
pretty
true.
Much Turtles 4 in a way.
Yeah,
when they're older and shit. So yeah, he was his own vigilante character. This is kind of like that in a way.
I kind of feel like this is a new turtle, man. Like, we'll
you
see.
Think it might be a new turtle?
I
like
think it's a
one.
I think it's a young new turtle. I don't know how it happened because they said this arc will be full of surprises and plot twists.
Okay,
that's all they said. But I think it's a brand new turtle. Other thing, you know, our friend Z-Doc pointed out he has everyone's weapon, right?
Yeah.
The one thing Z-Doc did not point out is he has a new weapon, too.
Yeah.
He's got those Tomfas.
He got those Toloms.
Those Tolom weapons, bro. That's why I think he's a new turtle. I think he fucking has a new style, and he just fucking learned everybody else's shit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he has the nunchucks up front, the sides on the side, and he got a sword bow staff and a sword
in
the back.
Oh, he got the bow staff and the sword. Yeah, you're right. So, I mean,
all
I guess
what... is a hockey stick and a Koseko bat.
Oh, damn, there's a collector's pack? Maybe I should have got you that.
Is this not out yet, or is this coming out soon?
It's not out yet. Okay, it's about to come out. It's about to come out.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm down to check this out.
Yeah, but Ninja Turtle TMNT, The Last Ronin. It will be coming out later this year. Is there an exact release date? I will get back to you guys on that. But as far as I know, there isn't. It's this year, but I don't know the exact release date yet.
This year.
There is a little prequel thing that they put up on Free Comic Book Day, I guess, where you can read a little bit of it.
Ooh. I wonder, should we fucking cop that shit? Because sometimes they fucking do that, like that stuff, and it's like a cool story that is not completely necessary, but cool to know about.
I feel like we should get it because I think it is gonna, since it's those guys writing it, I feel like in some way it might matter in the future of your Ninja Turtle shit. That's why I wanted you to have it because I was like, I think this shit might add up one day.
Yeah.
Maybe, but anyway, I don't know. Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin.
I've learned to just accept Turtles as it's always a different type of fucking dimension or universe. So
that's also a fair way to do it.
Yeah, because that's how I feel like everything's been. Every new series that they redo is always, you know, a parallel universe in some way.
Yeah.
So I feel like the comics are like that same, which is kind of proven true in what was the movie, Turtles Forever, where they fucking did
what the
a cross.
Fuck is that? Oh, yeah, 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 that's right.
Yeah, a cross between the early 2000s
then
Turtles.
In the 90s ones.
And then the 90s one, and also the fucking comic, original comic series one, too. They're all crossed together there.
Okay.
Anyways, AJ? But yeah, that looks pretty dope. What else do I got here? Speaking of more Mario Brothers. Apparently, an NES cartridge of the original Mario Brothers sold for an auction for $114,000.
Really?
$114,000, yeah.
Bro, why? Six I feel figures. Like people have that shit.
I know, right? But here's the thing. This is an original NES cartridge, just Mario Brothers, not some crossover with Duck Hunt or some other random shit like that.
Oh, not even the Duck Hunt crossover?
And it was in a sealed box, and it was a type of seal that was only done for like the first, like, I don't know how many copies, early copies of the game, where to the point where it had a tab to hang it as opposed to just being shrink wrapped all over the place. And yeah, and just sold an auction. It had 29 bids in it. And yeah, ended up selling for whatever I just said. So I think that's kind of crazy. So, yeah,
dude, that's a lot of money, bro.
Yeah.
But you know, if I kind of get it, if it's in the original package and all that shit, like, that's kind of hard to find. That's hard to come by.
Yeah, and apparently it was before they Nintendo started shrink wrapping stuff too. So, you know, they put that plastic all over. It wasn't even that. It was just some type of a different type of seal with, I think, a sticker on it, and it has some cardboard tab on it. I'm not sure if it was part of the box or put in there separately, but that's just proof that this was fucking before they started mass producing this shit. So that's pretty sick. But yeah, that's pretty much. Oh yeah. Also, it's been graded to be a 9.4 out of 10. So this is a freaking high quality, barely touched, you know, no, almost no damage on it type of quality on this thing too.
Fuck.
To be graded a 9.4 out of 10, which I don't know. I would assume that doesn't happen too much when shit's being quality tested at an auction, you know. But yeah. So if anyone has any old games that are still sealed, you never know.
All right. Other news.
No, I didn't show the picture of this. My bad. Okay, you saw it.
You're a fan of the old school Mario this week, huh?
That's probably my last Mario news.
So Batman. I'm sure you guys have all heard that there's going to be a Matt Reeves Batman movie with Robert Pattinson as being Batman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this week, it was ordered by HBO Max, a Batman Robert Pattinson related TV show. And it will also be written by Matt Reeves. And it's called we don't know what it's going to be called, but it's based off of the concept of a comic book called Gotham Central, or GCPD, Gotham City Police Department. Mm-hmm. So basically it's about the regular cops that kind of like, you know, deal with crime throughout Gotham and how fucked up it is. And you get to see how fucked up Gotham is through a regular person's eyes. This show has been, and it's going to be overseen by Matt Reeves, but written by the guy who wrote Boardwalk Empire, which is a really popular HBO TV show about mobsters and shit like that.
So, interesting. I mean, that sounds cool.
Yeah, the series does seem like it has a lot going for it. I just think they're putting a lot of their eggs in the basket with this whole Robert Pattinson Batman thing. Because what if people don't like it, dude? Like, I don't know. Like, I saw the little tests in the costume for him, and
Taiji says like, that show Gotham.
Yeah, but that show, yeah, exactly. This is what I always complain about on Unfocused, you guys. Fucking Batman and Superman shows that don't have Batman and Superman in them. I'm fucking tired of it. But HBO wants to do it. I don't doubt it's going to be good, but I just don't think it's necessary.
Doom Patrol, right?
No, that's about superpower people, though. It's about fucking cops dealing with fucking regular
Gotham
shit.
Okay, but yeah,
shit.
Okay, yeah. So you're saying it's another fucking show with Batman, but not Batman, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it almost never works. People never like those. I mean, even that Gotham show gets so much hate because it's so dumb sometimes, you know, even though like it has a good premise.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know if this is the best idea, but it's HBO, so I guess they're just banking off the idea that the show is probably going to be good anyway, so people are probably just going to have to watch it.
Again, my beef all the time with fucking DC shit doing TV stuff and different movies is like, just make it connect already, because you keep doing this shit where it's not connecting, and it's like pissing people off, at least me, or just confusing people.
It's confusing.
And you know you guys want to be like the Marvel Universe. You know you want to be that shit, and you're not doing it. And every time you think you are, even when you think you're doing it, You're not.
Mm-mm. Never.
So I just hope they're like, you know, hopefully with this HBO money, hopefully that has something to do with all this, that they actually go the right direction with this in some way and linking everything together, especially with this new Batman we're about to get.
Hulu's points out, just like that Pennyworth show. Fuck that show.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing that came out to Gotham, right?
Exactly, Cuckoos. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear a story about Alfred as a secret agent before he fucking was Alfred? Like, I don't care. Do you care? I don't care.
If I was more into Batman, I might care. I don't know.
I mean, he doesn't do anything now, so I'm like, why does it matter?
But maybe he did so much shit back then, that's why he was qualified by Bruce Wayne, you know, to be... Or not Bruce Wayne, I guess it would
his
be
dad, Thomas
his dad,
Wayne.
Yeah.
No, yeah, well, I think that is what it is, but I just, I don't care. Like, I don't care. I would love to care. Anyway, there's no release date on this new series, but it has been ordered. They said it is being worked on. So there will be a series to go along with the Robert Pattinson Batman. Hopefully it's good.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, AJ?
We'll see what happens with that. So, another Lego... No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit.
my
charger.
Apparently, I downloaded this game, and I have not tried it yet. But Ninjala has been released. I think it was released last week. And the first, I think, day, or at least the first week, it had over 1 million downloads. And since then, a week later, it now has over 3 million downloads. So apparently people are liking this, and word of mouth is going around saying that it's pretty good. And I wish I had my Switch right here with me right now, but I don't. But I wanted to try it today because I did download it. Oh, that's what I was doing. I was waiting for the download.
So you have Ninjala, huh?
I haven't played it yet because I was just downloading it, and it hasn't, like, when I last checked, it was in the middle of downloading.
Do you want to try it after the show? Because I want to try it out.
Yeah, I want to check it out. I'll bring it in here if you want to cast it or something real quick.
Okay, I'd love to know what it, because the trailers look good.
And it's from the makers of Splatoon.
Yeah, I like that idea too.
It's not Nintendo, though. At least I don't think it's Nintendo. But the guys that are behind Splatoon are kind of behind this shit. Like I was just saying, though, 3 million downloads. It's only been 2 weeks. The first week it came out, it had 1 million downloads. And then it, like, doubled in the amount of downloads it got the second week. So it's probably good.
I was going to say, that's at least doing okay.
It's a free game, too. So, I mean, it's probably why it's free to download. So I wonder how many actual players are on it. But a lot of people have downloaded it, though.
But I think it's going to be good because Splatoon was the most innovative shooting game I've seen in a long fucking time, dude. Splatoon is just so unique and different. And if these same minds are applying it to, like, a fighting game, I think it'll be good, you know?
It's not really a fighting game, though. It's, like, they call it a type of battle arena or something like that. So, I don't even know
sounds
how to describe
like,
it.
Sounds fighting. Well, it sounds like Power Stone or Smash
Brothers.
Yeah,
like, not like a Smash, but more like a Power Stone. Because a Power Stone, you have that overhead view, and you can move everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's more like that in a way. I guess we'll have to check it out and see. So, after the show, find out. We'll probably check it out. I'll go get my Switch and... I think everything's plugged up in here, but we can do that. Yeah, it looks like it is, so we could do that.
I'm down.
Anyways, moving on.
All right. DC has announced a spinoff to the Watchmen comics. I know this motherfucker, Alan Moore, wants to fucking destroy DC right now. Like, fucking just put a huge magic curse on them, because apparently he's a magician. But, yeah, Rorschach will be getting his own DC Max series, which is basically anything under DC Max means it's going to be more violent, more bloody. More adult content, basically.
Yeah.
And they'll be making a new Rorschach series, and they're actually going to have Tom King write it. Tom King is the guy who wrote that Mr. Miracle comic that I fucking loved last year, and he also wrote one of the more current Batman arcs that had the big controversy everyone was talking about, where he was getting married, Batman and Catwoman, all that shit. It was a big deal the past couple years. Hmm. He's a really good writer, especially when it comes to introverted and heady characters like that. So I think Rorschach will be a perfect fit for him.
Interesting.
Yeah. The weird thing is it's supposed to take place 35 years after the events of Watchmen, which I'm like...
How many years?
35 years.
Wow.
Like, but Rorschach's dead at the end of Watchmen, so I'm like...
Or is he? Unless there's another one, like a follower or something.
That's what I'm wondering, is if that's what it's about. Maybe somebody puts the mask on and just starts being him.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, it's about going backwards in time, reading his journals.
Maybe he has a son.
Maybe his son's Greg.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even think about it, but he might be right.
Damn.
Shit. All right. But yeah, I just thought it was really interesting because, you know, DC's not really supposed to be doing Watchmen shit as far as Alan Moore is concerned, but, you know, he doesn't have any say anymore. But yeah, I was like, and people usually hate any Watchmen shit that's made that's not by him, which is everything after the first one, basically. But yeah, so hopefully this is different. I love Tom King, so I think He might be able to pull it off.
Yeah, Z-Duck's going to reread Watchmen to find out if, he didn't say this, but I'm putting words in his mouth now, to find out if Rorschach has any kids.
Yeah, check on those baby moms.
Yeah. Yeah, he's supposed to be in the background randomly, right? So maybe he's in the background, you know, getting it on with somebody, making a kid. You never know.
Oh, he says
kind of like the community shit.
Our guy Cuckoo says it's not just one guy, it's two guys dressed as Rorschach.
Oh, shit. Double trouble.
Okay. It sounds like it has echoes. That's pretty interesting. It sounds like it has echoes of the TV show, actually, which I won't get into that in too much detail.
Okay.
But, thank you. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
What was that Rorschach TV show about again? It's after the whole comic, right?
Yeah, it's afterwards. It's as if we lived in the Watchmen world and it takes place now. Like, imagine all that shit in the Watchmen shit happened.
Yeah.
And then they go to 2018. Mm. And they're like, okay, here we go. Like,
This is like what happened. This is the result of everything. And there's a new story in that same universe after.
Exactly. Mm. And then they even go as far as to show you how the technology has changed because of that event.
Like Korra.
Like, yeah, exactly. A lot like Korra. Yeah, a lot like Korra.
Korra, but.
You're right. All right, AJ.
All right. So, and.
Wait, we don't take any breaks, right? We just.
No, I don't think we do breaks anymore.
I mean, we don't really have a reason.
Yeah, we don't.
Maybe we can come up with a fun new segment to have a reason to have a break later.
Yeah, if anyone has any cool things we can do as far as a break goes in the middle of our show, since we can't really do Music of the Weeks anymore, let us know. Tweet us. Say it in chat. Or
email us, Unfocused Podcast.
Or you can join our Discord. I keep forgetting we have a Discord that people should try to do something with. If you just in the Twitch chat here, just type, I think it's the !! Discord. Our bot, if it works still, might give you a link to it. if not, let me know. If I see someone trying it out. Oh, it works. Good job, Z. Thank you. I can always count on Z for shit. It's been a while, Z.
Good job, Nightbot.
Yeah, for reals, right? It works. But yeah, like nothing's going on in there, so you can make stuff happen there if you like. In other news, speaking of more like DC shit, Warner Brothers Games Studio. I'm not sure what their actual name is. It might just be Warner Brothers Games, actually. But apparently, AT&T owns that whole sector, which, you know, has control of like a lot of WB games, which also includes shit like Mortal Kombat. And also a lot of the Batman Arkham Asylum games and shit like that, right? There's a couple of other things, too. But apparently AT&T wants to sell that sector that they own right now. And Microsoft is heavily thinking about grabbing it. So if that happens, Microsoft might start making a bunch of exclusive DC games. Witcher is another one.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay.
So Witcher is another game under that studio as well. That sounds cool. I think EA, Take-Two Interactive, and Activision are also kind of like in talks with WB Games and buying it as well. Hopefully, I wouldn't want EA or Activision having it. Maybe Activision more than EA. I definitely don't want EA having all that shit.
No, fuck no. You can't trust those motherfuckers.
But Microsoft, I think that might be cool. Microsoft, in the past couple of years, has been buying a shit ton of different game studios so they can have a better library to kind of compete with Sony, because Sony has a bunch of cool exclusives, and all Microsoft really has is, like, Halo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably about it. So Microsoft bought a whole mess of studios recently, and we don't know what they're going to do with that yet. But if they put this under the belt too, you know, into their utility belt, you know, then that might give them a better shot next console wars season, you know? So I don't know. They just distribute Witcher for the U.S. Mm.
No, we didn't. I didn't see those Marvel figures you're talking about. Apparently, Z-Dox, there's some Marvel figures designed by Tetsuya Nomura. Oh, okay.
He sounds familiar. What else has he done?
The name does sound very familiar, doesn't it? I'm going to have to look that up real quick. Tetsuya Nomura.
Publishing rights for Witcher. Hmm. But yeah, but that's what's going on. We'll see what happens with that. That was some news from last week that I wanted to bring up that I completely forgot about. So I just thought I'd mention it now. I think it's funny that AT&T actually owns a big part of that, though, which is that was like interesting. Nomura made The World Ends With You. Ah.
Oh, well, there you go. And he's a big guy in Kingdom Hearts World, too.
Producer and writer for lots of Square Enix games.
Yeah.
CD Projekt Red. Oh, CD Projekt Red. That's separate. Too much going on in chat now. That's new.
Yeah, dude, our chat's active. All right. That's cool.
All right. Other news.
Other news. Toonami will be making their own animated series, original animated
Toonami's
series.
Toonami's doing this shit?
Yeah, bro.
Oh,
isn't
shit.
That crazy?
Watch
out. They've dabbled in it before with their little mini stories about Tom. I don't know if you guys remember those, the robot that would fly their Toonami ship.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they had little mini stories about him and stuff, like about a virus getting loose on his ship and like monster, like shit like that.
Is that like to fill the time in between like Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, usually it'd just be him having fun and talking. But at one point, they had this week where it was called Stowaway, and like some alien had gotten his ship and he had to kill it, and it killed him. And then he came back in Tom 2, like, in a new fucking suit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and he killed it. And you were like, oh, shit, this is actually kind of cool, you know? Like, that was the only ever animated Toonami original series we ever got. But now, because of the success of Uzumaki, which I didn't know this was fucking happening, this is a manga made by a horror manga creator named Junji Ito. I'm actually reading this manga right now.
Okay.
I didn't know Adult Swim is making an animated version of that right now. And it's already been airing, and people fucking love it. So I guess because of that, oh, someone loves Junji Ito in chat. Cool. Fucking Z-Doc, of course. Yeah, and because of the success of that, now Toonami wants to make their own original animated content too. So they're kind of...
Wait, who?
Toonami.
Well, okay.
Yeah, because Adult Swim did the Junji Ito thing. Yeah,
okay.
And it was smart the way Adult Swim did it, because they actually got with the manga writer and said, yo, let's make an anime together. And they funded it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what Toonami actually hasn't been clear if they are going to create something brand new or revisit and make new content for something they've had before by reaching out to a writer, you know, like either of Dragon Ball or Sailor Moon, whatever. They haven't said because they are not sure yet, but they said they are working on a project and they don't know which way they're going to go with it. But they said, keep your eyes open. Apparently there's some kind of Adult Swim con.
So they want to make an anime and they're reaching out to Japan to like...
Yeah. Well, yeah, they want to make an original anime, an anime made by Toonami. Just the way Adult Swim made this Uzumaki anime.
Yeah, but why don't they just pull, like, I don't know, some...
They want to make their own, bro. They don't want to pay licensing anymore. They want to have all the money, bro.
Yeah, but I know, I get that all about, but I think it's funny how they want to, like, reach out to, like, a creator out in Japan that does actual anime to go make something new on their side.
Maybe.
When they can just maybe find some cool, you know, people out here in the States. I don't know.
Well, they're Toonami. They want to keep the whole Japanese thing.
I get that. Okay.
And especially
because I'm thinking like Avatar, though. Like, Avatar's a cool cartoon that people think that's an anime sometimes. So, like, they can still do it here in America and still have that vibe.
That's true. I mean, I wish more people would think like that. You're right, because Nickelodeon spearheading something like that was so rare. Like,
yeah.
There needs to be more a company that does that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You're right, AJ. You know, there should be an American fucking Toonami.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody should fucking talk to the guy who makes the Castlevania shit and be like, yo, I want you to put your show on my shit. I want the Avatar guys to make me a new show, put your show on this shit, and then we're going to tell all these writers, yo, we got a network. Fucking shoot us an anime. You know, that would be fucking cool, actually. Like, an American Toonami.
A new network? But, I mean, okay, man, this is just eating itself now, because because Toonami is Cartoon Network, right? Cartoon Network already makes cartoons, so... It's almost like looping back to itself. I don't know.
But they'd have to be anime. What you're implying is anime style,
Anime, though.
Like anime, like violent, more adult themes. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, I don't know if they'd do it, but that'd be fun.
Like, actually
cool.
Story-driven and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, Avatar and Castlevania. Perfect examples, you know? Like, I think those are great.
That's basically Netflix right now, because Dragon Prince. Oh, yeah, Dragon Prince. And,
yeah,
and
dude.
Voltron was fucking dope.
Imagine they get Voltron on this thing? Like, well, because there's American writers doing that, too, right?
Yeah. Because it was produced by DreamWorks.
Dude, yeah, they could put Voltron on it. Like, make a deal with them and let them air that shit too.
Yeah,
you know?
Get a new Voltron out there. That'd be sick.
Or I was just saying, get the old one and get them to license it to reshow it. Like,
that'd be
on TV
too,
in front of everybody, you know? Like, anyway. But yeah, Toonami will be making a new anime. We don't know if it's original or going to be, like I said, a continuance or recreation of something that they've already had with a Japanese writer. We don't know. Sounds interesting, though. Either way.
Well, let's see what happens there. But then I'm scared now because, like, oh, shit, now we have a new streaming service to fucking pay for.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're right. Man.
Unless they get some cool licenses to shit that we already like.
You know, they do have an Adult Swim streaming service, I think. Or no, they have a partnership with HBO Max. A lot of the Adult Swim shit's on HBO Max. I think that's what it is.
No, it'd be cool, though, if they did, like, what if they combine with, like, Crunchyroll or something like that? And then if there was a Toonami streaming service that has some exclusive, and they also just brought in some just animes from
that
Japan,
would be kind of cool, actually.
You know, from either Crunchyroll or maybe just get their own licensing for that stuff. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I would like that.
Cuckoo said Toonami did finance Big O season 3 and new Fooly Cooly.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess, that's the start. I guess that's kind of it. I think this is supposed to be a little bit more of a, they're actually... spearheading it. Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. Yeah, that's kind of it. But I think this one they're trying to take more of an active role in being like the one to make it.
Yeah,
I think those guys
original.
Yeah, because I think those both
in-house.
Right, like in-house projects. Because I think both of those projects were, you know, made by those creators because they wanted to make it. And then they made a deal with them, you know?
Yeah, funded it.
Yeah, like they had the idea, they spearheaded it. But like Toonami, I think they want to do something where they actually fucking, we're the leaders of
maybe,
it.
Maybe use that Tom dude. That'd be sick.
I love Tom, bro. I don't even know if he still exists anymore, but I love Tom.
Maybe we could be a Tom 3.
Yeah, I think they already had a Tom 3, actually. Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. I don't know how far he went. But all right, AJ, you got some news for us?
Yeah, so
I got like three more.
Oh, I got like four. Okay, that's pretty good.
Perfect.
Animal Crossing has an Instagram account. Nothing. I just wanted to say that, like, if you like Animal Crossing and you just want some cool, I guess, little memes or something like that, they have an official account now, and they're just posting like random pictures. Let me see what they posted today, because I need to log in. Fuck you. But you can see this. But yeah, they have some just pictures and videos of them just like showing off like some cool rooms so far is all it is. Nothing on an island, but it's more just character focus stuff going on here. So it looks pretty cool. I guess a good way to get some ideas if you're playing Animal Crossing right now. And it's an official account. So this is Nintendo like actually doing something. So yeah, that's that.
All right.
That just came up like the other day too. So it's fresh. There's only three posts on there so far. That's how fresh it is.
Shit, damn, fresh as fuck. All right, other news. The Haunting of Bly Manor. If this sounds familiar, this is the sequel to The Haunting of Hill House, made by Mike Flanagan. For anyone who doesn't know, they're obviously not going to continue the same characters and the same story. They're going to pick a different horror story about a different haunted house and fucking tell that story next. And I don't even know where this story comes from, because both of these are famous books beforehand, I'm pretty sure. I know Haunting on Hill House is... Haunting of Bly Manor, I'm going to have to look into it to see what it is. But a lot of people were afraid that this was going to be delayed, especially horror fans, because this is one of the best horror TV shows to come out in the past, like, 3 or 4 years. But the creator, Mike Flanagan, said it will not be delayed by COVID-19 shutdowns. They Yay. Said this will come out this year. He's like, we already finished wrapping it way before all this shit happened. He's like, we just had to do post-production. So he says we're definitely getting it this year. Next year. Sorry. But no, I'm wrong. This year. Why did I say next year? No, we are getting it this year.
Okay.
Production has not been slowed down.
Flip-flop.
No, it's coming this year.
Hey, wait, no, it's next year.
It's this year.
Wait, it already came out last year.
All right. But yeah, so keep your eyes out for that. He says it will be just as scary in a totally different way. I'm really interested to see which book and which story this is based on. The Turning of the Screw. There you go. The Turning of the Screw. That's what it's based on. Which is a creepy-ass fucking book. Don't think about that movie that came out last year, because apparently that shit sucked ass.
I have no clue what any of this is. But okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's a horror book called The Turning of the Screw. They had a movie that came out last year called The Turning, which fucking sucked. Sucked ass. So this show will probably try to do it right. Because this has happened before. That other series they had on Netflix called Haunting of Hill House, that was a movie in the 90s or early 2000s. Fucking sucked. And so they fucking redid it and made it right, you know? It scary. So anyway, yeah, keep an eye out for the haunting of Bly Manor.
Cool. Other news. Nintendo. Apparently Japan always gets some cool shit, right? Hate that. You know how Nintendo has that program where you get reward points and all that, and you can turn in those points for like some cool items or maybe a discount on a game or something like
that?
Yeah. They're doing some shit like this again on Japan side, apparently. If you have like, I think it's like 4,000 platinum points on your My Nintendo account, you may be able to get yourself some of the stationery. Smash Brothers stationery.
I like the one with the fucking the Smash Cross. That's fucking sick.
Also a little emblem on the bottom there. Also the inside of the envelope has a Smash logo all inside of it too.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. And then also what you get too.
Hey, it looks like a Smash. Oh, I was just about to say what it looks like.
It's Smash Brother Invitations.
With a little seal on it and everything. Yeah.
So the little wax seal actually looks like some little stickers right there.
That's
so
dope.
You get three envelopes and yeah, I guess you can invite some friends to Smash matches or some shit with
Damn,
it.
I should
I
do
know.
My wedding invitations like this.
Dude,
that'd be fucking dope, bro.
That would be sick.
Dude, I think that's what I'm going to do. That's pretty sick. Send me this link actually later.
It's in Japan though. You got to get in my... But,
you
know what?
Damn.
Carlos has been into wax seals like this, and we're like talking like, how do we make this? Also, though, the reason why I bring this up too, not only because it's fucking sick, but also there's this creator on Twitter and on Instagram. She does a lot of DIY projects that are like Nintendo related, and she actually made some of these last year. And she was
Ooh.
at Evo, just passing like just envelopes like this with the seal on it around to like random people that would go up to her. And I was looking for her one day too because I wanted one of these. I couldn't find her though. Her she goes by Gonda Chris on Twitter. So if anyone, or I think it's Miss Gonda Chris. Chris with a K on Twitter. So if anyone wants to go check out her shit out, but she did this already. So I'm wondering if Nintendo got this idea from her and did it themselves, or what? So I don't know. But these look pretty sick though, and I'll be down to like make a wax seal stamp, like you know, if I
Like,
knew
and
how
stamp
to.
it yourself in
Yeah,
surgery?
if I knew how to make a metal like fucking stamp or something like that, that'd be sick.
I think that's something you can have made for you online, though.
Oh, you know what? I have a metal like pin that's a Smash logo. Maybe.
Oh, if it's, is it engraved? Is
Yeah,
it?
I think it is
You
engraved.
mean
So,
you could probably just fucking attach that shit to like some fucking metal cylinder and just fucking use
yeah,
it
use it as a like stamp. Yeah.
Damn. Oh, you heard it here first, guys.
Yeah. Taichi also points out the Japanese love their stationery, which is
They
very
fucking
true.
love stationery, bro. That's
Yeah.
their whole thing. They're all about stationery. All right, my turn.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter. I'm sure you guys have heard that they got kind of delayed because of the whole COVID thing. I'm not excited about this movie because it's Mila Jovovich and just Resident Evil. It always makes me think of that. Every time I see her, I think Resident Evil, and I don't like the look of it. But you know, this
First
is
one was good.
no the first. I thought the second one was decent too. Like, but you know, they're just
I didn't
so.
see past the first one.
You see?
I
You don't know how bad it gets, bro. You don't know.
don't want to know.
I just saw three and I was like, I want to throw up in my
Oh,
mouth.
man.
But anyway, Monster Hunter is delayed because it was supposed to originally come out September 4th, 2020. Obviously, that's not happening. But they said they are very hopeful. They have a solid release date for next year, April 23rd, 2021. Right
So not
before.
September 4th, like this one says.
No, April 23rd is the new date. This is the old date, and the new date is April 23rd. I do like the design of the weapons. I don't like the clothes because it reminds me of fucking Resident Evil. Like it's the third and fourth one, you know, when they
Is
were all
it
in apocalypse mode and shit. I was
by
like,
chance like the same like director or
I'm very,
something like
I think it
that?
is, dude. I'm scared, but I think it is the same like director guy. I know he's got a
Or
hard on for
something.
her or married to her or something like that.
Oh,
You know what I mean? Like
okay.
there's a connection between him and her, and like her being in this, maybe that's part of why I don't fucking fuck with movies she's in, because I'm like, it means that guy's gonna be making it. I don't want to watch it, you know? Like, but yeah, that shit is coming out. I don't know if that I'm excited, but it's coming out.
Interesting.
AJ.
I don't know anything about Monster Hunter, so I can't even say that this looks dope or not, because I
You
just
well,
don't
you
know.
know what the game, what the basic idea of the gameplay is,
It's
right?
like you kill monsters and collect their remains to make your own weapons and items or like that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. I think Wags is playing a lot of this right
Oh
now.
yeah,
He's been
Wags loves Monster Hunter.
he's been trying to get me into it and been like, no.
Dude, I'm sure he's super sad about this movie. Yeah. He's probably super depressed. I'm sure it's not gonna be good.
Z says getting bad vibes from the picture itself.
Right? That's
Bad.
what I felt too. I'm like, this doesn't look, I don't know, man. I don't see any monsters in the background.
Like
Like,
Dragon Ball Z, don't like, I don't know.
don't know, bro. I see no
At
monsters in the background. I'm getting worried, bro. Like,
least the weapon looked like it was taking like off of some.
yeah, for sure the weapon looks good, but
Yeah.
everything else, no, man. I don't know. I'm gonna be
Because it
quiet.
has like teeth in it. It looks like it's a wing
I
or
see it.
something.
I see what you see. Don't get me wrong. I definitely see it. I just don't know that they're gonna do it
It's a step backwards for video game movies. I know,
right.
right?
Fuck. Damn. I like how everyone's just hating in the comments
So,
in unison. I love it. AJ, you got some news for us, man?
PlayStation 5, not out yet. It's currently being made, but apparently Sony has like ramped up their production and kind of increased it by 50%,
Oh, wow.
targeting 10 million consoles by 2021. So yeah, if you want a PS5 later this year, it might be easy to get one because they're trying to make a bunch of these.
At least make this easy.
Which I could assume they're doing this because everyone is kind of at home still, and even if they wanted to go out, they can't really go out. I mean, you probably could, but you probably don't want to. So I'm assuming this is a way to capitalize on that, everyone being at home, by just making more consoles so everyone just buys one day one. Also, to deter scalpers, that's probably true as well, after seeing what Nintendo just went through past few months. But yeah.
Okay.
Have we talked about the look of this console on the show yet?
No, we haven't. I like the look of it. It looks cool.
That looks weird.
It
But yeah, I'm
definitely
not
looks
mad at
weird. It
it.
definitely looks weird. But you know, I feel like it has to at least look a little weird to catch people's eye. Yeah. Every new system, you know, they got to have some weird quirk where you're kind of like, what the fuck? You know, like something bad's got to turn you off a little bit. And then it sparks like an interest inside of you. I don't know what it is.
That's so true, though.
You know? Yeah.
Because have you seen the Xbox? It looks like this tiny refrigerator is what it looks like. It's just a big cube. Not even a cube. It's a square.
Like a rectangle?
Thing. Yeah, that's all it is. It looks like one of my speakers right here. It looks like that. Just a little bigger. Hmm. But Sony went out of their way to make it fucking look completely strange. Which is definitely getting people talking. People have compared this to like a router. What else have I heard? That's the main one I've heard is a router. But yeah, it kind of looks like that.
Okay.
I got no... I mean, yeah, looks all right. I'm not mad at it. I'm not glad at it either.
Right.
But anyways, looks like a mini PC. As far as I know, like people have done comparisons to this to see how big it is. And apparently it's bigger than the PS4. And they kind of detected the USB ports and kind of measured that and like kind of, you know, did math to assume like how big this thing actually is. And it's pretty freaking huge as far as I've heard.
All right. You ready for some more IDW? I was going to say Ninja Turtle related news, but not really more IDW related news, AJ.
Okay. I think so. IDW, which also Sonic. Anyways. Right.
You ready? Netflix has ordered a new TV series to be made. And the series is called Samurai Rabbit, The Usagi Chronicles.
Ooh, cool.
And so now they are, and so guess what? The guy who wrote that comic, Stan Sakai, will be writing the show.
Nice, okay.
And it's going to be directed by James Wan.
I don't know who that is.
He does horror and martial arts shit.
Okay.
He did The Conjuring and all those shits. Hmm. He did Aquaman.
Oh, okay.
Which actually, I didn't mention in my Infocus Week.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. I did not mention in my Infocus Week because I saw Aquaman, and as much of a pre-hater I was, if anyone can go back 2 years or a year ago in the podcast, I was a pre-hater of this fucking movie. I was like, we don't need it.
A pre-hater.
I was a pre-hater, but I knew nothing about it. I was like, dude, I don't want to see this movie. I was like, I think this is a bad idea. You know, I was just not down with the Aquaman thing, especially I didn't love how he was in Justice League, so I was just like, bleh. But that shit was really fucking good. Okay. I watched it. It was entertaining. The story was good. It made sense. It was good. And James Wan is a fucking miracle worker. Like he's just, I mean, I'm not taking away from DC. DC stuff has been good lately. But James Wan is just really fucking good. And especially at martial arts shit. So to know he's going to be directing this Yojimbo thing, like, that's kind of fucking cool, I think.
Okay. That sounds cool. And it's going to be a Netflix original?
Netflix original.
Like animated?
Animated, nice. Or we don't know for sure, but the theory, everyone's thinking it's going to be animated. But so check it out. They're going to be taking a different take on it.
He's a dude that fixed Fast and Furious.
Yes. That's him. He fixed
After
Fast.
After Paul Walker died. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did he originally make the movies and then he left and then came back later? Is that the same dude?
No, he wasn't on them originally.
Yeah, because I knew there's the one dude who did the first two movies, I think, and then he disappeared. He didn't do the third or fourth one or something like that.
Yeah.
That's Justin Lin. Okay, never mind. That's Justin Lin.
Yeah. No. But this series actually will be taking a different spin on Usagi, it says. This will be in a futuristic setting about Usagi's descendant.
Oh, okay.
Training to be a real samurai, fighting hard in a futuristic technological world.
Sounds pretty cool.
It sounds very like 90s shit like we liked. Ninja Turtles, fucking Bucky O'Hare, like it sounds like shit like that, you know. And
because he's a rabbit, doesn't mean it's Bucky O'Hare.
No, but he was in space, bro. He was a space rabbit. God damn it, it's different. And the series will be called Rabbit Samurai Yuichi: The Usagi Chronicles. His name is Yuichi Yojimbo. He's just, you know.
So that sounds dope. But the only thing that sucks, though, is like I don't know anything about this character other than he's been in Turtles. Like, he had a crossover with them.
That's all I know is the few episodes I've seen him in Turtles.
Yeah, that's all I know, too. But I know he has his own series, and it wasn't until much, much later that I figured out that he's not, like, an original Turtles character. He was just a crossover.
They grabbed that because they knew that people liked it. Like,
yeah. So, like, I've always wanted to kind of go back and read some of his the comics he has, which I've seen plenty of times. I just never actually grabbed one. So maybe I should go about doing that now.
Maybe.
I can see how this connects to all that.
And I've seen a really nice trade of his.
Yeah,
It looks dope as shit.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same one, probably, yeah.
Yeah. And said Yuichi, the descendant of Yojimbo, of Usagi Yojimbo, will lead a ragtag team of misfit heroes, including a roguish bounty hunter, a cunning ninja, an acrobatic pickpocket, and a faithful pet lizard.
Are any? Oh, a lizard. Okay.
I know. I was hoping there would be like a future turtle or something.
Was thinking the frogs. Remember the frogs?
Oh, that would be so dope. Or imagine it's our future turtle from that comic.
The Ronin dude?
Ronin.
Dude, imagine.
Imagine they pay a little tribute with a crossover.
Yeah.
Dude.
That'd be good timing right now.
They have Stan Sakai on it. He works for IDW.
Turtles is IDW as well, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he works for them. It could be.
We'll see what happens. You heard it here first, guys.
We're speculating ahead of the game, guys. AJ, you got any more news?
I'm usually good at the speculating ahead of the game. I guess I got one last piece of news here. Not a big thing to kind of talk about, but I thought it was interesting. But this one chick has become the new CEO of Bad Robot Games. Has Bad Robot had a gaming company this whole time?
You know, they've produced games. I don't know that they've had a video game department.
Interesting.
But there are some games produced by Bad Robot.
Okay, I was not aware of this as far as my knowledge goes. But apparently this lady named Anne Sweet, she is a former senior product and business manager at Valve and Oculus, and also previously a head dev strategy, previous head of dev strategy, okay. She's now the CEO of game dev studios.
See, now working for devs sounds so cool.
My bad, of Bad Robot.
Working for a company's devs department sounds really cool now, but it's probably boring.
Yeah, but if she's worked on all these things like the Valve and all that stuff, I'm wondering what Bad Robot is thinking with her. Like, oh, you worked with the Oculus and stuff like that, so
then
maybe look into VR shit. Maybe, I don't know. And I know Bad Robot has done a bunch of cool games, so I wonder what they're. I don't know what they're working on. What are they doing? but yeah, so new CEO there. Let's see what she can do, because obviously she has some gaming experience, which is dope. I think they may have produced some Star Trek games. Interesting.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know, but I just thought that was interesting. Let's see what they do. I mean, it's something brand new. We won't see results of this until maybe 2 years down the line. But yeah, new CEO, and Bad Robot has a gaming department.
All right. You know what? I think I want to create a new section of the show.
What's that?
I'll talk to you about it afterwards anyway. But anyway, real quick, I'll tell you something I heard on the rumor mill.
Okay, I'm down.
Is that supposedly the witch who teaches Scarlet Witch chaos magic, called Agatha Harkness, is casted in that fucking WandaVision show.
Interesting.
Meaning House of M is probably gonna fucking happen.
Like,
it's getting bad, bro. It's like, I was like, dude, the more shit we learn, I'm like, oh shit, I think they are gonna do this shit. Like,
yeah,
it's getting nuts.
Well, there's some other thing we were talking about one time where what's his name? What's the dude's name that was in Doctor Strange and he doesn't like?
Mordo, Baron Mordo. Mordo.
Yeah, Mordo. How he's gonna be the main bad guy? He doesn't want magic to be around. And we're like, oh, this makes even more sense because what's her name?
Scarlet.
He's learning, Scarlet Witch is now learning magic and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably going to be the main bad guy trying to like get rid of her or something like that.
Yeah, so, I could see that.
But anyways, I don't know where to go from there.
One other thing, that character, Agatha Harkness, is known for creating a city that's hidden from Dormammu called New Salem.
Oh.
And it's a city of witches.
Oh, shit.
So I could see Baron Mordo would be like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, this is exactly what I didn't want to happen. You know what I mean?
Interesting, yeah. Man, still got to wait forever, though.
Dude, we may not even get Falcon Winter Soldier this year.
Really?
They keep saying, like, they still have a little bit of filming to do, and they haven't been able to film. It's supposed to come out next month. It's not coming. It's probably, they haven't canceled it yet, but I guarantee you it's not coming out. I mean, not guarantee. I'm pretty positive it's not coming out next month.
Unless they put out like the first few episodes like slowly, like once every other week or something like that.
They could do
that. Give them some time to finish the last few episodes or whatever.
They could do that.
That could be a thing.
Yeah. But anyway, Unfocus Week, what you got planned, AJ?
Yeah, I guess. Of course, the Slayers, Revolution, Evolution. I'll get this into my server so I can watch it off of that.
If anyone's never seen The Slayers, it's a great magic and sword anime. It's really, really good.
Yeah. It's like funny. It's comedy for sure. But then when they get serious, they get fucking serious. And yeah. I like the lore in this anime too. Like, it has some good, like,
deep lore, deep magic.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of my favorites right there. So I can't wait to rewatch this because I watched it once and I don't remember a thing. So Can't wait to rewatch this shit. And then also, yeah, some more more Soul and various other fighting games that I might need to practice in.
Various crimes.
Both secretly and not secretly. Got to read my Sonic stuff.
You didn't hear my Hiei reference.
I heard your Hiei reference.
Hey, Cuckoos is asking if I've seen The Old Guard. It's funny. That was actually something I was going to talk about as news, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait till I've seen it. I have not seen it, but I've heard it's really good. It is based off of a comic book. Thank you for bringing it up, Cuckoos. And yeah, I want to watch it. I've heard it's great.
Image Comics. That's cool.
Yeah, it's an Image comic. It's on Netflix now.
Oh, you know what I want to do too? I want to get all of the Turtles, the CGI version. I was like just looking on Amazon and like a lot of the.
Is there a grand box set yet?
No, that's what I was looking for. But all the individual like seasons or like they like do half seasons on their discs mm-hmm. are like $5.
Oh yeah, you get that shit real quick.
Yeah, probably. So I might go and do that. I need to go look up a list because all their stupid DVDs are not titled like, oh yeah, this is, you know, part one of season one, and they're all just random names. So I was like, okay, where does this fall exactly?
Bro, I know, because remember how I bought you guys one of the seasons? Do you know how hard it was to find a fucking box that said season two? Mm. This is season. It was hard, bro. There were so many little parts. And it's funny because they do it like the old Turtles. Do you remember the VHSs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where they just have random funny names based on one episode. And they had like three, four episodes. And you're like, wait, but where does this fit in? You'll never know.
As a kid, you didn't care about that shit usually, though. You're like, usually. Oh, fucking Turtles. Fuck yeah, let's watch this.
The only reason I remember caring as a kid was the Neutrinos. Because I didn't care for the most part. But I remember one time I seen the Neutrinos a second time and things weren't right. I felt like they had met again since then. Like they were talking about shit and I was like, wait a minute, something, what the fuck's... Because I love the Neutrinos when I was a kid. I was like, what happened? I'm like, something's missing
here.
What
are they talking about?
Yeah, what are they talking about? Like, why is there only one Neutrino? Like, what's happening, you know? Anyway,
But yeah, I have the whole Turtle series. Oh, I should probably do all that, too.
I'd love to read that shit.
No, not read, but on DVD. I have the actual original animated series, the
whole
thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Neutrino episodes. Yeah, it's funny. Taichi said, I remember those fucking VHSs, like where they were named all fucked up and you didn't really know where it went. And
yeah, they, in a way, still doing that.
And you know,
but yeah, I need to find a list that has all the episodes so I can figure out which DVDs I need.
You know, we're kind of straying off, but unfocused, so whatever.
Yeah.
You know which character I was always sad was never... Which villain was never in the fucking movies?
Hmm. That was a lot.
No, but you know which ones I was always mad was never in the movies?
Which one?
The Killer Pizza Monsters.
That would have been cool.
Dude, they're such a perfect villain for the Ninja Turtles. Like, they're the worst thing for them. Like, dude, and the jokes that can be made, you know, off of a Killer Pizza Monster. Like, I'm like...
They made plenty of pizza jokes already, so...
I know. Like, I'm like dude, these guys, they're monsters made of pizza? Like, this is great.
I think they came from meatballs, actually, pizza.
Yes, yeah. They did. That's right. I remember that Baxter Stockman made them or something, right?
I don't remember who made them.
But I remember they put it in the microwave and those fuckers would grow and like fuck them up and shit. Yeah. Yeah. I always wanted those villains in the movie.
That'd be cool. They should have done that. They had so many options in Turtles 2, man. And they fucking go with something brand new. It's like, yeah, plenty of other mutants you can
just made shit up, huh?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that scientist was supposed to be Baxter Stockman.
And they just didn't want to say it, huh? Yeah. Like, I hate that, bro.
I just actually watched that movie the other night. And I was just getting mad at certain things all over again. Like, but it's still a good time, though.
You know, there's nothing worse than a comic book movie. This is something I realize now that we have good comic movies, because back in the day, we didn't have any comparison. Mm. There's nothing worse than a comic book movie that goes out of its way to not acknowledge the actual lore. Like, there's a character like this guy, but we're not going to call him this guy. We're going to call him something more boring and something more mundane. And, you know, you're going to basically write him off. You know, like... Even the He-Man movie, the Masters of the Universe movie, there's a lot of shit like that where you're like, yeah, we know this guy's kind of like this character, you know, just accept it. You know, and you're like, okay, I guess. Like,
I hate too, like they show you the character, but then they don't say who he is, and then he's just beaten like in a second. It's like, dude, he was a dope,
I know, I hate that
like,
too.
I feel like Mortal Kombat did that.
To a lot of people.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, a lot of people got that treatment. Reptile, Baraka, like they just got fucking beat all early and shit, and you're like, what the fuck?
Y'all didn't like Tyler Perry, Baxter Stockman? That was in the new movie. We don't talk about the new movies.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
The original
movie. I don't know what you're talking about now. But
at least he was actually like black, like he was in the actual comics, though.
That's something.
So that's something they did right, at least.
Yeah, man.
There's supposed to be a new Turtle movie coming out pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, No, we talked about it last week, right? Man, that they're going to do it. Oh, man. Seth Rogen, though. That's the only thing that gives me hope. Though, yeah. All right.
All right. Well, let's unfocus. We got anything else?
I'm going to read more of this American Vampire. I'm going to hopefully on Friday go buy that Secret Wars comic because I fucking want it and I want to fucking read that shit. I'm not going to read all the tie-ins. I found out there's like fucking 50 side stories and tie-ins. I'm like, nope. Not reading any of that shit, bro.
But then the next like couple issues you read, they're going to mention all this shit from all those other ones.
I know.
And you're going to be like, fuck.
I'm going to do my best to ignore it, bro, because I'm like, that's way too much shit. Like, I was like, that's way too much shit, dude. Other than that, is there anything else I wanted to achieve? Anything I wanted to do?
Achieve, like how you said that.
Right, you know, now. It's like, what do I want to fucking accomplish?
Oh, yeah. Finish watching more of that Outer Banks.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'm
cool.
I'm going to do that.
I want to make us... I've been trying to make that Watchmen video forever. I just need to fucking sit down and do it. I'm just so lazy. Maybe make that video. Soul Calibur. I guess that's it.
Yeah, I need to learn more Mina. I need to focus on more Sung Mina stuff.
You're doing really good with Sung Mina this past week. So yeah, imagine if you knew the details.
I know, exactly. That's what I need to do.
You need to watch that Gatekeeper motherfucker. He's good.
I need to go find some other videos somewhere too, for sure. Anyways, all right. We're going to close out now, but we'll be back and try some Ninjala.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll see you guys on the streaming with Ninjala.
All right. We'll be back with Unfocus next week.
Peace out. Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday. Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!